Jim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now.
There he is. Huh.
I don't know. It keeps hanging up every time you call me, so I tried to call you, and it's working, I think.
There you go. I'll blame it on my phone.
Okay, and I got a frog in my throat, so we'll figure this out.
Well, join the club. Big sale Friday. Tell our listeners what's happening at Larry's.
Well, I think we're having a big sale every day the way things are going. The RV market has exploded, you know, because people aren't wanting to do the airplane or the hotel thing anymore. So, you know, we're just, every day is a big sale, Larry's, out here right now.
But you've got some low prices on some pre-owned equipment starting Friday.
Yeah, it's pretty, we really, really want new trade-ins because they're so popular now. But we also have sold so many nice new campers this year that we have an abundance of very high-quality trade-ins in stock that we're, you know, we don't want snow to fall on these nice trade-ins. So we're trying to clearance them out and give the best price possible to the customer. And this Friday starts our fall sale. We're going to expand later in the month on the Big Oktoberfest. More details to come. But, yeah, right now everything's priced down to move.
And you get these all ready to go. I see one is as low as 14 grand. That's a heck of a deal.
Yeah, we even have campers less than that. I'm not at work. I don't have my website open in front of me. Rich Myers, my new sales manager, is doing an unbelievable job of marketing my RVs and treating the customers with professionalism and respect and no secrets at Larry's, no hidden fees, no, we don't play no games at Larry's. Come to Larry's RV and, you know, like I tell my people, pick a dealer first. Come meet our staff. Come meet, you know, a lot of times my wife and I are in here to meet you. Pick a dealer first, then buy your RV from someone that's going to take care of you after the sale.
So why have you been able to do so well in this environment, Jim?
Well, it started out slow, you know, with it being closed down for the couple months. We couldn't do anything. But then all of a sudden, the floodgates opened up sometime around May 1st. And like I said, people are not going to fly on airplanes for a while. They're not going to go to hotels. They want to get in their truck and hook up to a nice camping trailer and travel the state. My wife and I, we're up north now. We're going to see the fall color and get the motorhome, and we're just getting ready to head up a little further. But I noticed on weekends, coming home a lot, it's as busy as a holiday. Every single Sunday we come home, it seems like it's a holiday Sunday. You know, when you get a 4th of July or a Memorial Day, you try and plan your trip home later in the day or something so you avoid the traffic. But every Sunday is a holiday now because the kids are homeschooled or whatever they were doing all year, and the parents were just going up north and having school with the internet on in their laptops or whatever. And then might as well be camping and going to school than sitting in your front room going to school. Works out good for everybody, I think.
Yeah, and hey, we're, you know, well into October, but that camping season runs forever, doesn't it?
Well, the fall color is a big thing right now. People like to drive around and see the fall color. We're in Clare County now. We'll be up Mackinac this morning. We'll be to Marquette. We're going to head over toward the Porcupine Mountains and Copper Harbor. I guess it's just beautiful up there right now. So, yeah, the trailer camping life is a way to see that. You don't go to one hotel and stay 3 or 4 days. You go to a different spot. You camp at a nice state park one night. You go to a next one and another one and another one. And this time of year, you don't really need reservation. You just pull in there and fill out the little yellow slip, put it in the box, and you're good to go till the next day. And so, Halloween's big. I mean, Halloween's one of the biggest camping holidays there is now because the pumpkins and the trunk or treat, things like that. We're going to actually do the trunk or treat with the Chamber of Commerce here in Jackson next week. And it's pull up in the fairgrounds at Keeley Park there, and we're going to take one of the retro vintage style campers and do that. So yeah, Halloween's a big time for camping.
Okay, the sale starts Friday and will run for eight days. Prices will never be lower, will they?
We keep our stuff priced to sell. Like, you know, Larry's RV, we have about a 4-acre lot over there, and it's full. Always full, but we got new inventory coming in every single day. The manufacturers were kind of slow getting their stuff out this year, but for some reason, again, the floodgates have opened. We're getting probably 2-3 units brand new almost every day of the week, and we have to make room for all these units to show them properly, so we price our trade-ins to move quickly. So, and everything's on the website. Larry'sRVService.com is on the website to look at. And Rich Myers, my new sales manager, and he's doing a great job. We have James Ray and Pete Megan in there to help sell. And my store, Bobby Chesney and Bob Carlson and all the mechanics. And I could go on and on. We got the best service department. Warranty is number one at Larry's RV. You buy a camper from Larry's RV, we take care of you after the sale. Everything's good, right? Things are great right now.
Hey, thanks, Jim.
All right, thanks for calling, Greg. Have a good one.
Yeah, take care. Don't drive off the bridge.
No, I'll try not to.
Jim Eckleton, Larry's RV. Always a sale there, but officially the blowout sale starts Friday and runs through next Saturday.